League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Here we go again. We are here for part three, the final part of our breakdown of the of all the songs released by Oasis, BDI and Liam and Noel Gallagher. So we've got here, if you haven't heard the parts three and two, then do go ahead and give those a listen, where we went all the way back to the lowest of the low, and we've walked all the way up to here. And as you'll know, if you've heard the previous couple of episodes, even a 10-15 songs in, I was already saying I really like this song. You know, it's very interesting that a lot of people, when they talk about Oasis, sort of tend to say, oh well, the first two albums are good, everything they've done since then has been crap. You know, I've gone over 286 songs in total. So far I've talked about 236, and the vast majority of them were very good. But we're going to get into the 50 absolutely brilliant ones now. So really excited to crack on with this. One quick point to make. I missed one, which was a bit gutting. Thank you very much to Musical Pedro, who pointed out that I missed out Hey Hey My My, which I'm quite gutted about, because I obviously know about Hey Hey My My, and I think I might have even mentioned it on the article I wrote about this on the Patreon. I've always assumed that Hey Hey My My was officially unreleased, and because while it's on the video that was released, I haven't got the double CD, I've got the single CD, and it's not on there, and it's not on streaming. But then looking it up, it is on the double CD version, so it was officially released. So that's a bit annoying, but anyway, I'm not going to redo everything based on that, just to let you know, for completionist's sake, I've decided to slot it in at number 206. So just to give you a heads up where that is, it's above You Know We Can't Go Back, Those Swollen Hand Blues and Love Like a Bomb, but just below It Doesn't Have to Be That Way, Kill for a Dream and Shine a Light. So I've got it in there. The reason I've got it in there is, like I've said on a few of these other covers, I think a cover version, it does move down a bit. You know, you have to be a little bit lower if it's a cover version. I think that the guitar sound and everything is really good on that live. It's a great song, obviously. The Neil Young song is very good. I'm not the biggest fan of Neil Young, but the production and everything on that tune, I think, is really, really good. And Noel carries that over with that guitar. So the general sound of it is excellent. And then similar to like when Noel sings Heroes and Helter Skelter, he just sort of belts it out. But I think it maybe works a little bit better with this song. But yeah, I do really enjoy it. But yeah, it's fine. It's a good one, but it's not any better than that. So hence it comes in at number 206. Stop the clocks. I missed another one. I don't know how I missed this one, but thank you to Tyler on the Patreon Discord who pointed this out. I missed out We're On Our Way Now from the recent Noel Gallagher Best Of collection, which is a bit embarrassing because I even like made sure I picked like International Magic Demo and things like that. So how the hell I missed that one? I think it must be because there's also We're Gonna Get There in the End. And so I think I thought, oh, I've got the Weir song. So it's not my fault. It's Noel's fault. It's Noel's fault for doing too many Weir songs. So anyway, where am I going to put this one? I am going to put this just above Hung in a Bad Place and just below Riverman. So I believe that is 162. Yeah, so that puts it ahead of Dream On, Standing on the Edge of the Noise, Hung in a Bad Place, and just behind, I'll put it just behind Riverman because I think it's got a very similar vibe to Riverman, but I think Riverman's got sort of a slightly more interesting and cool sort of chord sequence. Whereas We're On Our Way Now is very, it's a lovely kind of chilled out sound, and I do like it, but it's very slow and it's a bit sad, so it's not one I tend to go to from that album. From the new tracks, I more tend to gravitate towards Flying on the Ground because it's got more of a sort of a Motown soul-y sort of feel to it, whereas this one is just quite slow and it feels quite tired. And I mean, he even says in it, I remember when we talked about it on the episode where I reviewed it, he goes, I'm worn out. You know, he really does feel like, oh, he's worn out. Also, it kind of rips off Andrea Johnson, Glorious. It's exactly the same as that. That is exactly the same. So it loses points for that. But yeah, I do like it, and I think it's a really lovely piece of music. I love the backing vocals, and a lot of the melody is really nice. But yeah, as I said, not one of the best ones. So that's where it sits at, what, 162. Good luck in the afterlife. I hear the morning sun doesn't cast no shadow. You chose to drift away. Look at you now. We're on our way now. Truth can be so hard to swallow. Hey now. You got the love, you got the love, lady. I'm worn out. Okay, I think that will do it. The only other thing to say before we get into the list proper is that Noel Gallagher has announced a new song to be released at 8:30 on Monday morning, which is probably when you're listening to this. So obviously, as at time of issue, I haven't heard it yet, so it will be interesting. But I'm going to catch up with Richard, I believe, early this week, and we'll be putting out our initial thoughts on that song, as well as catching up on a few other bits. All right, anyway, let's go back to me with the main ranking of the songs that I didn't forget. All right, let's crack on then with number 50. And number 50 is Once. So Once is the big Liam Gallagher song from the second album. And it's a really, really special one. It's really hard to not put this a bit higher, actually, but you'll see as we sort of start to go through what we've got to come. It's everything feels like it should be higher. So I'll try not to say every time, oh, I should have had this higher, because you know, try and do this yourself. It's so hard because you really, you sort of think, I want to move it above, but I can't really move it above that one. I can't move it above that one. So it's, so hence, this is where you tend to find these ones sit. Yeah, Once is a fantastic song. It's beautifully put together. I know people criticize the line, clean the pool, take the kids to school. I never had any issue with that. The various live versions that Liam's done of it have been fantastic. His live vocal on it is great. The way that the fact that Bonehead's got the, I think it's probably still his pinned tweet, that when Noel sort of slagged it off, he said like, oh, once, which is precisely the amount of times you should listen to it. And then Bonehead sort of as a reply to that sort of said, I beg to differ. And he put a video of everyone singing it. And yeah, it's become such an important part of Liam's sets. It's probably become like his most iconic solo song, I'd say. I mean, maybe Wall of Glass still. I mean, the fact like from the trailer that on the new Liam Nebworth film, it's Wall of Glass in the trailer. So I think Wall of Glass is still a very big song. But yeah, in terms of a sing-along moment for the crowd and everything, probably Once is the number one. But yes, it would be nice to move up a bit, but check out what's coming up. Number 49, we have She's Electric from What's the Story, Morning Glory, obviously. And this is such a brilliant song. It's such a piece of, you know, just absolute joy contained in the song. Maybe loses a little bit because it is a bit silly and derivative. It rips off the Beatles. It rips off a couple of other things. But it's still just such fun. And, you know, if you ever see an Oasis tribute band, if they play it live, it gets everyone singing along. Actually, someone was saying earlier about which Oasis songs, like, real casual fans would know. And, you know, they're saying, like, oh, probably Wonderwall, Live Forever and Supersonic. I was thinking, well, no, if you're a real casual, like, who does your mum know? If you assume your mum's not a big Oasis fan. Well, they definitely know Wonderwall. And then after that, they probably know Don't Look Back in Anger. It's a good chance they'd know Half the World Away from the Royal Family. And then actually, you know what? She's Electric will probably be quite high up there. Everyone, it's just one of those songs that is in the public consciousness. But anyway, it's a great song and I absolutely love it. The falsetto in the chorus, which is not something we hear from Liam very much. And yeah, it's, you never skip it. It's just such a special, lovely song. And such a weird song for that album as well. Like, if you think where they were coming from Definitely Maybe, and then you get into that, it's like, wow, that was a interesting and sort of, you know, silly, like, kids song. I'll be you and you'll be me. Yeah, that is from that kids TV show, isn't it? Anyway, yes, so She's Electric is there at 49.
She's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics. She's done things I've never expected. And I need and God only knows how I've missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister. And I need more time.
At 48, we have Go Let It Out, lead single from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. I loved this when it came out. Like I was saying earlier about Shock of Lightning, Hindu Times, and Lila, like the big comeback single was always a big thing. What are they going to come back with? So for Oasis to come back with this was really cool. I don't think it's like, you know, it doesn't stand up as like, you know, one of their very, very best songs. I think it's an exceptional I really like the structure of the song. I like the fact they tried to do something different with it. Yeah, Liam's voice sounds great. It's really super cool. My favourite version would be the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants demos version, because it has the Austin Powers sample at the start, which is brilliant.
You know, a lot's changed since 1967.
No doubt, though, but as long as people are still having promiscuous sex with many anonymous partners without protection, while at the same time experimenting with mind-expanding drugs in a consequence-free environment, I'll be sound as a pound.
Right, one above that, we have the song that's, that, like I said earlier, that, that a lot of people will probably know from Oasis, a lot of casuals will know, which is Half the World Away. So it's interesting that this is a real become a, you know, a staple of Noel's live set. You know, there's no way he's dropping this now because, you know, it's become one of their most famous and most popular songs. Not just because of the TV show, but then I suppose there was that John Lewis cover version of it as well. So, yeah, it's become like a quite a legendary Oasis song now. But yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. The organ is very much Burt Bacharach. And Noel's lyrics are beautiful. The melody is beautiful. It's just a beautifully constructed song. And it's got such a great message, and you know, it's just another level, really. You know, this is writing like this on B-sides. I know it's sort of become a cliche that people talk about it. I take the piss out of, you know, various other Oasis accounts that just bang on about, oh, well, Oasis B-sides were amazing, and it gets them like a bunch of retweets. It's too easy to do that, but anyway, you can't argue the fact this was a B-side, and it is absolutely incredible. One above this at 48 is another B-side, which is Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? I've got this just above Half the World Away because I think that the way the lyrics are a little bit more personal, I love. And Liam's backing vocals on it, I love. So, yeah, this is just a beautiful song. Similar kind of feel to Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? It's that sort of I want to get away from my current surroundings sort of thing. But yeah, I just think Do You Want to Be a Spaceman has got that extra level of lyrical complexity, maybe. But yeah, I love them both. But yeah, how fantastic. All right, next up, 47, we have Paper Crown. Paper Crown was and probably still is my favourite song from Liam's debut album, As You Were. I just think it's a brilliantly constructed song. It's the melody is fantastic. The Liam's voice is fantastic. The production of it, the instrumentation. It's just a really well put together song. Liam had nothing to do with the writing. I think it might be the only song on the album that Liam isn't credited in any way as a writer. I think most of them were his. Some of them he was co-writer. I think it was purely Andrew Wyatt, I believe, off the top of my head. But yeah, he had nothing to do with the writing of it, and I've got no problem with that. If all the songs were this good, I wouldn't mind if he never wrote another song, because I think this is just an absolutely fantastic piece of work. One above this, we have at 46, Cloudburst. This is often in my top 20 Oasis songs, so I'm not sure how it's so low here. But yeah, I absolutely adore this song. This was one of the songs that really got me into Oasis big time because, like I've told you before, I was given the Definitely Maybe album on one side of a tape and the B-sides on the other side of the tape. And I very much remember having it on headphones, sitting in the back seat of my parents' car and just like having shades on and just staring out the window and just listening to those lyrics and the beat and the guitars and just thinking like, yeah, just feeling cool and feeling like, right, this is my music. These guys are cool and I'm cool because I listen to it, you know, and just teenage life, but absolutely loved it. And I still do. Wake up, there's a new day dawning. What an opening line. So yeah, incredible song. Yes, it rips off Standing Here by the Stone Roses, but no issue with that at all. One above that, I have a Noel Gallagher song from his first album, which is Soldier Boys and Jesus Freaks. I love this. I love this, I suppose, primarily because I love the Kinks, and it's his most Kinksian song, I'd say. It's a great little story, and I love it when Noel does songs with, you know, with stories or with, you know, just he goes a little bit deeper, paints a picture better rather than just, you know, words that seem to fit. You know, I much prefer when he actually writes something like this, and The Girl with X-Ray Eyes as well has got that same thing. But yeah, I love that. There's this little story song about what the hell is going on with these people on the Village Green. So yeah, so that's why it's very high here at 45. 44, I have got Falling Down from the Dig Out Your Soul album. I did a breakdown of it not too long ago with Will Buxton from the Formula One stuff. And yeah, I think this is a fantastically put together song. It's got just such an incredible melancholy feel to it. We live and die in dreams, do you, if you know what I mean. More than I'll never know. You know, all that stuff. It's just so... It's just something about it. There's something really special about it that I can't quite put my finger on. The production as well, the drums and the just everything going on. It's just, you're just transported to a different world when you listen to that song for 4 or 5 minutes. It's just, yes, very special. One above that, I have another song from Dig Out Your Soul. I've got The Turning, which has got that similar vibe to Falling Down. But I've got it slightly ahead of it because I think it's got a bit more bite and it's got a Liam vocal. So, yeah, so very similar to Falling Down, but those things just put it one step ahead of them. 42, I have got All Around the World. So All Around the World, obviously I've talked about this song a lot. You know that I love it. I'm surprising myself I've got it this low, but to be fair, I think it's probably because as much as I love everything about it, it's not like emotionally resonant in a way that a lot of these songs are. It's just like really fun. It's a real pleasure. I suppose the one point that I do find emotionally resonant is the Please Don't Cry, Never Say Die, the way that Liam just delivers that over and over again. Love it. But yeah, absolutely fantastic song. Incredible achievement. 9 minutes of magic. 41, I've got Going Nowhere, the very Burt Bacharach inspired B-side. Horns, put together by our former Oasis podcast guest, Nick Ingman. Yeah, and I love this. This was always a regular play for me. Only thing that brings it down is, I suppose, he rhymes motor car and Jaguar again. He's done that a few times. I think he might have mentioned that on the Master Plan album notes, that he was, that was one thing he kind of regrets, is he didn't think of a different rhyme there. But yeah, what a special song this is. Once again, it's like, it's the way he sings that melody, the way he can put, just puts words over melody in a way, and chords, obviously, in a way that just can touch you. The way he sings Here Am I, and then you get that, that you get it replayed back to you in the horns, and then Going Nowhere on a Train, Lost and Lonely in the Rain. It's just, you know, and then when he elongates that bit to then to the My Life Feels So Strange, hey, it's just masterful songwriting is what it is. One above that at 40, we have the highest placing cover. Oh, no, it's not. It's the second highest placing cover. It is I'm the Walrus. This is a fantastic cover version of the Beatles original. I talked about it on the recent episode with Andy. But yeah, I thought it was, very, very special song. Obviously, I absolutely love the Beatles original. When this came out, I didn't really know the Beatles song, so I preferred this one. And when I went back and listened to the Beatles one, I thought, what is that? That is so weird. I just couldn't get into it. But then over the years, obviously, I've come to appreciate that the Beatles song is just one of the greatest pieces of music ever created. And this is just like a really cool, you know, Oasis live performance. But it's just interesting how they translate that quirky, weird song with all these, you know, strange chords and quirks. And then they just stick it through like the Oasis meat grinder. And it just comes out as this kind of, it's just so strange, but it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. All right, one above that, we have Idler's Dream at number 39. It's a beautiful Noel B-side from the later years. I love the way he sings Shangri-La. That's like one of my favourite moments in the history of Oasis, when he sings Shangri-La, which once again reminds me of the Kinks, because they had a song called Shangri-La. But yeah, it's just a really beautiful little magical little song that we didn't get that many sort of incredible B-sides around this time. So to get something like this was really special. I love this one. All right, one above this, at number 38, we have Head Shrinker. So we've gone completely the other way from very quiet and beautiful, pretty little songs like Idler's Dream to an maybe Oasis' loudest and craziest song. Head Shrinker is from the Some Might Say single, so it's still got Tony McCarroll on it. So it's a weird one because it's sort of in the gap between, it's not part of the Definitely Maybe sessions, but we're not into the Morning Glory yet. You know, it's in this sort of middly bit where they've still kind of got the Definitely Maybe vibe before they went to Rockfield and sort of chilled out a bit. But yeah, but it's not Definitely Maybe, so it's a really kind of sweet spot in the history of Oasis for me. And Head Shrinker is just so powerful. The lyrics are great. And Tony's drumming is great. And the guitars are amazing. And the way he delivers the lyric, it's so punky. What a great song. All right, one above that. And once again, we're sort of shooting all the way over to Quiet again. I'm going with the one-off Christmas single that Liam released a year or so ago, All You're Dreaming Of. I love this song. It meant a lot when it came out, sort of post-pandemic. You know, like we said earlier, that Liam sort of has these lovely messages of hope, and this was exactly the same again. Plus also the horns were so beautiful, put together by ex-Oasis podcast guest Chris Elliott, and he does such an incredible job with the horns on this song. They're beautiful, and Liam's voice is so amazing. You know, no anger, none of his normal sort of bite. He just, you know, croons this gorgeous song, and the melody is just so incredible. And it just keeps getting better and better and better as it goes. I won't sing it, but I'll drop a clip in here to demonstrate my point. Oh, what are you dreaming of? Is it the
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So as you can hear, it's like, it just is the kind of love jumps up. Be there when the world is at its worst, jumps up. Cover you in kiss somewhere else. It just keeps rising and rising. It just, you know, it just, your spirit rises every time. It's just so beautiful. Incredible. Right, 36, I have The Importance of Being Idle. Single from Don't Believe the Truth, and Oasis last number one single. This is a fantastic, jaunty, kind of off-kilter. It's got sort of a music hall feel to it. Those piano chords are just really bizarre. And I always can't detach it from the video with Risa fans as well. But yeah, it's almost got that, like the Fratellis kind of had that kind of music hall sort of feel to their, a few of their songs as well, but it's just great. You know, it's a really special one. Once again, clever lyrics, quirky melody that Noel's doing there, going into falsetto and up and down. Give me a minute, a man's got a limit, all that stuff is absolutely fantastic. One above that, we have at 35, we have Bring It On Down. Similar to Headshrinker, what an exceptional song this is. Tony's drumming was never better than this. Liam's vocal is incredible. The production, the sound of it on Definitely Maybe, it's just an absolutely immense, punky, political rock song. And yeah, I could have done five albums of this. Thank you very much. 34, we have Roll It Over. From the Standing on the Shoulders album, and as recently performed by Liam on his recent tour, which has probably moved it up a few spots. I mean, I always loved it, and it was always I always really enjoyed it as the closing track on that album. And, you know, it was always a pleasure to listen to the way it builds and builds. And, you know, yeah, it wasn't going to be like Champagne Supernova or All Around the World. You know, these were sort of huge, great big closing tracks on the previous two albums. And so it's like they wanted like a big closing track is the way I read it. And so they've put this together. But I just think it's great. And the backing vocals are fantastic. So, yeah, what an incredible song. And yeah, and good now that it's sort of getting played by Liam. And like when we've had plenty of reviews come in, most people are saying that that was their favourite song of his recent live performances. So, you know, so I think he's getting his due now, probably more than it did when Standing on the Shoulders came out 20 years ago. More than 20 years ago. Next up is Sad Song. So at number 33, this is Sad Song. Incredible. I love this. I mean, you know, it's really tough because how do you rate Sad Song versus Headshrinker versus Bring It On Down versus Roll It Over? You know, these things are so disparate and different. You know, Noel's Sad Song is absolutely beautiful. You know, where we're living in this town, you know, the sun is coming up, it's going down, it's all just the same at the end of the day. And we cheat and we lie. I mean, I could recite the whole thing because it's just, it's poetic, it's beautiful, it's just magic, really, that the same guy that was writing Supersonic was also writing these. And it's a bonus track and a B-side. Unbelievable. What a song. Right, at number 30, we have Up in the Sky. great song. Two fantastic versions of it have been released, as well as the, you know, various live versions and stuff. But the album version was great. And then we've got the acoustic one. It's got that wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah, which is an interesting production choice that Noel then sings. But yeah, Liam's version is probably the most kind of, you know, Beatles-y, and it's just got a really great riff going all the way through it. And yeah, and the way that Liam delivers it and his falsetto and stuff is just absolutely fantastic. And I like the sort of the slightly political message to it as well. And it's another Noel song that says "Hey You" in it, which he uses quite a lot, because we know that Pink Floyd, one of his favourite songs, is "Hey You." So yeah, we do get a few "Hey You" songs from Noel. Something to listen out for. You're welcome. Next up, we have another song that's got a couple of different versions that have been released, "Fade Away." So "Fade Away," like I was saying on another one, I think I was saying compared to "Eyeball Tickler," later Oasis rockers were like really good rockers, but then if you just broke them down and played them on acoustic guitar, would they actually be that good? Whereas what a lot of these early Oasis rockers have got is that they are absolutely brilliant underlying songs. If you strip them away to an acoustic, they would be absolutely fantastic. But then once you rock them up, then they're just, you know, it takes them to a different level. And "Fade Away" is one of the most special songs in the Oasis catalogue. Yes, it's a rip-off. It's very close to "Freedom" by Wham. And then a real people song I talked about on a Britpop History episode. I can't remember. "Believer," I think it was. But yeah, it's definitely got a big chunk of "Fade Away." But yeah, absolutely love this one. Great lyrics, great message, that melancholy kind of feel to it, but then with those sort of real loud Faces guitar as well. It's just majestic. Right, one above this. Now, this is the highest cover, I believe. "Come On, Feel the Noise." I've talked about this a few times recently on the covers episode. But yeah, this to me just sums up where I was at the time, devouring everything I could get my hands on in Oasis, rewatching "There and Then" all the time, which features this, the "Top of the Pops" performance that features this, and just that single, the "Don't Back and Anger" single with it. You know, this to me is just ultimate, pure, perfect, distilled Oasis. You know, this is what it's all about for me. I just love this so much. The Slade original, I don't care it's a cover, because I think what they did to it, and it just suited them so perfectly as well. It wasn't like one of those where it's like, oh, well, I didn't really understand why they did it, or it didn't really suit them. No, this was an absolutely perfect cover to do, and they made it better, and it suited them perfectly. So yeah, "Come On, Feel the Noise," an absolute favourite of mine at number 28. Number 27, we're getting into some proper classics now. Number 27, I've got "Hello." First track off of "What's the Story, Morning Glory?" But you knew that. "Hello," similar to Roll With It, like I said. Break it down. Think about the actual song. Think about what he's saying. It's never going to be the same. The years are falling by like the rain. It's sad. You know, I don't feel as if I know you. You take up all my time. The days are long and the nights will blow you away because the sun don't shine. Seems like quite a deep and dark, sad song, but then it's just done with such incredible passion that it's like you don't even really notice that, you know. And then you get that never gonna be the never the same. That's just brilliant, you know, the structure of that, the descending line, and then the way that Noel then repeats it back to him. This is exceptional songwriting. That I don't know if you listen to this, if you analyze songs or you just go, yeah, it was good. You know, think about the song, think about breaking it down. Where could the melody go? What chord could you go to next? You know, if you tried to write this song, or then, you know, thinking of, oh, stick that in as a backing vocal. This is top level songwriting. You know, it doesn't get much better than this. All right. One above this at 26. Here's Wonderwall. So Wonderwall is a really tough one to place because obviously it's the number one Oasis song in terms of plays and sales and success. It's sort of, you know, to a lot of people, Oasis kind of a one-hit wonder because of Wonderwall. This is their biggest song around the world by a long distance. And so where do you put it? Do you kind of... That has to speak for something. You know, that's not by chance that that has become the biggest song. It's become that because it affects people. People love it. And when it came out, you know, it had that impact. You know, it really did. So why is that? You know, is it better than Don't Look Back in Anger, Champagne Supernova? Do you know what I mean? All of these huge, big songs. Why is it that one that ended up getting that breakthrough that became the go-to song for people to, you know, play on acoustic guitar at parties? The song that kind of convinced millions of people to go out and buy guitars in the mid-90s. Well, it is a brilliantly structured song. You can't argue with that. The production as well is absolutely incredible. You know, on the various sort of that Rick Beato guy and a few other people have done sort of breakdowns of Wonderwall. And you can go through every kind of instrument and just figure out like why it works so well. The guitar, the sort of Indian style drumming, everything about it is just perfect and has its purpose. And the song builds brilliantly, you know, and the percussion, everything about it is just brilliant, but also slightly weird. You know, there's a slightly weirdness to it that I think is just intriguing. You know, it sort of catches the ear in a way that, I don't know, Half the World Away or Take Me Away or Sad Song don't. You know, they're just really, really good acoustic songs. Whereas then you hear this and it's like, what is that? You know, what is going on? And yeah, and I think that's why it's special. That's why it does grab people. But then, you know, then the melody is just really simple and catchy and enjoyable. And so easy to sing, you know. So whether you're in Argentina or Zimbabwe, you know, maybe you're going to be the one that saves me. After all, you're my Wonderwall. That's so easy. You know, it's so easy to just enjoy that. You know, it's an easy one to play on guitar. So, yeah, hence the memes. Hey, here's Wonderwall. So, yeah. But why would I not have it higher? Well, to me, obviously, you've got the overplayed factor. The fact that I have heard this too much. Whenever it comes on, you know, whether it's me listening on shuffle or it just gets played in the radio, I do sort of try and kind of forget my history and just try to listen to it and enjoy it for what it is. And it is difficult to do because, you know, it is so ingrained in our consciousness now. But I think that, yeah, I have to drop it down a bit because I just don't think personally it has the same level of emotional resonance as the stuff that's above it. I think that's what it comes down to. I think it lacks the fact that the second verse is just the same as the first verse, but like sort of just changing around the subject. You know, it's like today is going to be the day, or today was going to be the day. Just stuff like that. It was like, well, that's not as clever. I love the backbeat, the word is on the street. That the way Liam delivers that is great. But, you know, other than that, it could be better lyrically. So, yeah, so I'm quite happy and comfortable with it here at 26.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
All right, 25, we have Whatever. similar to Wonderwall, it's an absolute classic, absolutely beautiful song. Really well structured, and such a bold choice as well, coming from having done Definitely Maybe to then go to this as like a Christmas single, and really, really prominent strings, you know, that, having not really done strings before, to then just go into this really string heavy song was just such a bold choice. What moves it up a few spaces for me though is the middle eight, Here In My Mind, You Know You Might Find. I think without that, it would have just been like a good averagey, well, not average, but you know, a very, very good song. But this makes it an exceptional song, that's that section. So yeah, really fantastic piece of work. And yeah, but you know, it's so hard, you know, it feels like, you know, I want to put like 50 songs in the top 10, but you can't do that. All right, one above that at 24, we have My Big Mouth from the Be Here Now album. This is just, you know, I've talked once again, I don't want to always repeat myself. I don't want to keep saying I don't want to repeat myself. But yeah, from the Be Here Now album, the first track proper after you've got the Do You Know What I Mean, which is the single. So it's like, okay, we've heard the single, now what's the album going to deliver? And bang, the loudest guitars you've ever heard in your life takes your head off. And then Liam comes in and it's just a burst of adrenaline in a song. So well produced, so over the top. It's just the best. I absolutely love it so much. Like the production on the, when he says around this town, it kind of all repeats and swings around and around and then comes in. It's just you know, an incredible, like, bands now, why don't you make your music just sound like this? This is just, if you can make music like this, why not just make music that sounds like this? This is just the best music ever, you know. This to me is just perfection in rock music. And the lyrics are brilliant, and the way that Liam delivers them is brilliant, and it's got its tongue in its cheek. Love it. One above that at 23 is It's Good to Be Free. Really interesting one, this. So weird and melancholy, and it's got kind of that whininess and weird kind of indiness that they had on Definitely Maybe and the B-sides around that time. But the production is just, it's just different. I mean, the song that always comes back is like melancholy, and you know, the lyrics are great, and it's got sort of, it's produced so well, and there's just something about it. I can't put my finger on it, but yeah, it's really got you know, the little things that make me so happy, all I want to do is live by the sea. That's such a great line as well. It's Good to Be Free. Great song. One above that at 22, I have Do You Know What I Mean? The first song from Be Here Now. And I've told the story before, but I will never forget hearing this on the radio for the first time, being so excited to hear it. And it just being like, what the hell is this? This is so epic, so over the top. So, you know, such a massive, huge, bold song. You think it's about to end and it goes into another guitar solo. And then it comes back with another massive chorus. That whole, you know, what is kind of the bridge section, but it feels like that's a chorus before you get into the All My People Right Here, Right Now. Do you know what I mean? Just an incredible, incredible song. Once again, another one tied in really closely with that in great video. So with the helicopters chucking around. So, yeah, fantastic song. Right, one above that we have Listen Up. So this is a B-side from the early days, a very special song. I always sort of put it together with the Fade Away in terms of lyrically. I know Listen Up, it kind of gets compared to like Slide Away because it's got a very similar feel to Slide Away. Nothing wrong with that, but you know, they are two very similar songs. You know, I know we've talked about lyrics of Oasis songs. I think often this one comes up as having some of the best lyrics. One Fine Day, Leave You All Behind, A Man in a Suit Is Going to Make You Pay. All that stuff is incredible. And the melody on it as well. One Fine Day, Going to Leave You All Behind. The way that Liam sings that is just remarkable. And it just can tear your soul apart. So yeah, absolutely incredible song, Listen Up. All right, we're into the top 20 now. Number 20, I have Dead in the Water. Now, I think I have this. Yes, I do. This is the top non-Oasis song, which quite surprises me, actually, because, you know, I wouldn't, if someone said to me, what's your favourite non-Oasis song, I probably wouldn't have guessed this one. But that's where we are. And yeah, that's funny. Then the top Liam song is All You're Dreaming Of at 35. So yeah, I've got Dead in the Water at 20. This was an absolutely beautiful piece. I love the fact that they didn't like redo it. They just kept that radio session with him saying, you know, can we do another one? Or whatever he says, are we still rolling? Because that's just, you just get that magic that it was captured in the moment. And yeah, I love this. It's a beautiful melody. It means, you know, you can tell when he does it live, sort of similar to how Once has become like the big anthem now at Liam gigs. Dead in the Waters has got that same role now at Noel gigs, you know, whereas he's got so many great acoustic songs that we could have talked about. But this is the one he always tends to play now, which is beautiful. I love that. That it definitely goes up a few steps because he talks, you know, that line about, was thinking about the days when we had no money. I love that because that's, you know, I think got to get back to the promised land. That wistfulness he does so well. I wish he did a bit more of that. Anyway, what's above that? So number 19, we have Some Might Say. So Some Might Say is another interesting one that I absolutely loved it when it came out. And it was so exciting because I got into Oasis sort of late 1994. And by the time Some Might Say came out on single, I was just obsessed with them and really, really excited and ready for the new music to come from this band, who are my new favourite band. And yeah, when it came out, I wasn't disappointed at all. I absolutely loved Some Might Say. the guitars and the vocal and the production is just that, is just that shift from Definitely Maybe, and you can just feel it and hear it, and it's great. Over the years, I think it's dropped a little bit in my estimation, just because, like I've talked about on here, I think it's a bit too slow. I would have it, I think in a previous episode, I did actually, I sped it up about 20%. I think it works a lot better, a little bit quicker as it is, because it's such a long song as well. It just can get a bit drudgy with repeated re-listens. I suppose if you're in the right frame of mood for it. But yeah, other than that, the actual underlying song itself, like I was saying earlier, is absolutely incredible. If you think about all the different individual bits, the way they all, you know, the way the verse leads into the middle eight and then into the chorus, and then the backing vocals and everything, the guitar solo, it's just a remarkably, remarkably composed, constructed piece of music. One above that, we have Acquiesce at number 18. Acquiesce, very, very special song, obviously, from the Some Might Say single, where you've got, you know, this really special thing is the fact it's a duet between the brothers, and then the fact that Noel sings Because We Need Each Other, which is basically about the brothers themselves. So that makes it especially meaningful. Incredible on There and Then. So for me, that was a massive part of my Oasis fandom, was watching and rewatching that video. And yeah, this is so powerful, the way they do that there. And yeah, and throughout the years of Oasis doing it, and even when Liam did it, although it was sad because, you know, Noel wasn't there to sing the chorus. But yeah, what a very, very special piece of music it is for that reason.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One above that, we have Supersonic. Similar again, it's like it's one that is, it's super cool. You know, obviously it's the debut single. It's the thing that, you know, brought them to a lot of people's attention. The lyrics are like weird and a bit psychedelic and cool, but not necessarily like heartfelt. The melody is remarkable, the chorus and everything, like the verses and stuff are just like, the way he delivers it is just cool, is the only word for it. I mean, what other word is there? So full of passion and attitude and stuff. But then the when it goes into the chorus there, My Friend Said to Take You Home, Sits in the Corner All Alone, the it's just brilliant melody, you know, it's just a great melody. So yeah, absolutely love Supersonic. Next up at number 16, we have Cast No Shadow. Cast No Shadow, this is just another absolutely remarkable song. And it's one of those that every time I hear it, I'm like, is that the best Oasis song? You know, is it? But, you know, it's great. Liam sings it brilliantly. It's... it's just that it's sort of got this acoustic feel, and once again, the way it builds and the way it builds, the Bound With All The Weight Of All, is that section is fantastic. Noel's backing vocals throughout are amazing. And then the way he sings as he faced the sun, he cast no shadow, is brilliant. And then you go into the, as they took his soul, they stole his pride section with all the brilliant backing vocals and stuff. And the production's just incredible here. This is however they managed to do it in Rockfield, I don't quite understand, but they just found magic in that couple of weeks. And yeah, and Cast No Shadow was right up there. All right, next up we have at number 15, we have Rock and Roll Star. For debut, first track from Definitely Maybe, and an absolute stomper and stormer, and, you know, message of intent from this band. You know, the balls to sing Tonight I'm a Rock and Roll Star. I mean, imagine if a new band came out and had that now. You'd be like, what? I'm a rock and roll star. You know, it's such a strange thing to say. But yeah, I mean, they were rock and roll stars, and Liam was just had that ability to deliver that with no irony, you know, no winks. He just, I am a rock and roll star. I'm going to sing it to you. So yeah, but as well as that, you know, it's also the fact that they weren't rock and roll stars. What they were, you know, just punk kids on the street. So the fact they had the confidence to sing it when they weren't that as well, that takes it up an extra level for me. All of that section, I Live My Life for the Stars That Shine, you know, Liam doing that shine for maybe the first time. Incredible. Love all that stuff. You know, and it's that sort of, some of the lyrics have just got that arrogance to them, that like, that to me was just a day in bed. You know, it's just, there's so much attitude. I absolutely love it. Right, one above that. And now we might get people spitting out their cup of tea if you're listening to this, drinking a cup of tea now. And number 14, I have Live Forever. Now, Live Forever often wins these polls as best song. I know it's a lot of people's favourite, or at least in the top three or four. For me, I mean, I was sort of thinking about this the other day. I'm like, well, what did I think back in the day? Is it that it's just been overplayed, or did I used to, you know, love it in like 1994? And I did used to love it in 1994. And it was a special song for us back then. I mean, we played it live in the band. And so it's not like it was, you know, not a big song for me. It definitely was a big song. I think over the years, it's been overplayed. So I'm not as bothered about it now as I am about some of the songs that are coming up later. And also the verse, I don't really rate that highly, personally. Maybe I don't really want to know how your garden grows, because I just want to fly. I don't particularly think the melody there is that impressive, and the lyrics I don't really think are that great. I mean, it's Mary, 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 quite contrary. How does your garden grow, really, isn't it? But yeah, but then what happens next is really special. You know, all of the Maybe I Just Want to Fly, all that whole section is fantastic. The Maybe I Will Never Be All the Things That I'd Like to Be, that section, that is incredible. You know, that is some fantastic writing. But yeah, and then the guitar solos and stuff are just epic. So for those reasons, I can see why people have it in the top five and stuff. Personally, like, once again, if this is my personal, what songs would I like to listen to most, Live Forever is going to be a lot further down, because I would never really choose to listen to Live Forever. But it's got to be up here in this region, because I do really appreciate what a great song it is, for those reasons, and the resonance and the impact it's had on people. Yeah, it's got to be up high, but I can't sort of justify it going any higher than this, because over and above this, we're now getting into incredible, incredible songs.
Maybe I will never be all the things that I wanna be. Now is not the time to cry, now's the time to find out why. I think you're the same as me.
All right, number 13, I have Gas Panic. Gas Panic is sort of the critical darling of the Oasis songs, I'd say. It does something a bit different. They don't necessarily do as much, which is it's a real kind of dark, swirling, kind of psychedelic song with, you know, with sort of the production's incredible, Liam's vocal, the lyrics, you know, what ghost, what was it, what tongueless ghost of sin crept through my curtain. That's like, that's some next level stuff from Noel there. You know, he's really captured that feel of like, you know, kicking drugs, get on your knees and pray, panic is on the way, and then all the production of it all around there. It's an absolute masterpiece. You know, if this was by another band, it would be definitely heralded as a masterpiece. But, you know, Oasis in the later years just didn't really get that much respect. But yeah, this is a really, really remarkable song. One above that at 12, I have Talk Tonight. Talk Tonight is my favourite of, I suppose, Noel's pure acoustic songs. You know, there's something really special about this. I mean, a lot's been written and said about the how it was written, you know, the whole situation with Melissa Lim and his little breakaway. And yeah, and that's a very famous story. And I think that from that emotional moment in Noel's life, you know, he really has tapped into something for this really special song. You know, I love the fact that the lyrics, this is my favourite stuff, when he can be really personal, but then also a bit abstract as well. All your dreams are made of strawberry lemonade. You know, you'd say, well, that's weird and stupid, but then I don't really understand what it means, but I know what it means. You know what I mean? There's something really special in that, and it says so much. And that wistfulness, you take me walking to where you played when you were young. You know, just the way he sings it, and with his own backing vocals in the background, it's remarkable. The whole song is just incredible. And yeah, I want to talk tonight about how you saved my life. I mean, that's an incredible, you know. I mean, it's not, I suppose it's not that clever, but there's just something so perfect, you know, to sing that. You know, it means a lot to sing along to that, or to hear someone singing that. You know, it can really touch you. So yeah, incredible piece of work. Right, number 11, just one above that, I have Rocking Chair, which similar to Talk Tonight, really, I suppose, in that it's sort of an acoustic driven song. It's got a bit more of a beat to it. It sort of pounds along a little bit more than Talk Tonight. And it's got Liam vocal, which is always a good thing. And it's a sort of a story song as well. I mean, you know, I'm older than I wish to be. This town holds no more for me. I sort of think of it, you know, when he's singing about it's hard enough sitting there rocking in your rocking chair. I mean, is he talking about an old man, you know, being an old man, even though he was singing it when he was 21 years old? Yeah, this is a really special one. I love the sound of the guitars, the acoustic guitar solo, and the fact it fades in and fades out. You know, that to me is a really special thing. I think I've described it before as being like, this song just exists in the ether, and it's like it fades in as we sort of tune in the radio station to it, and we just enter this world of the song Rocking Chair, and then we're just blessed by its presence for a few minutes, and then we just fade out of that radio station again. And it's just, yeah, somewhere this magic music exists, and we were just lucky enough to tap into it for a few minutes. I don't know, I'm tired. I've talked about a lot of Oasis songs. Next up, one above Rocking Chair, we have a song that would often be in my top five if I was doing my personal rankings. But as it is, I have it here at number 10, Round Our Way. Round Our Way has, you know, a lot of special meaning for me. Like I've said on here, I really like the upbeat ones. I really like the upbeat, joyful, happy songs that you can just stick on, whether it's in the car or walking the dog or whatever you're doing, that are going to give you a spring in your step and a smile on your face. And Round Our Way is probably the number one song for that for me, or maybe number two with something else to come. You know, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. I love all that, all the horns. The lyrics are the best. The Paperboy, you know, all that sort of stuff, all that kind of nostalgia about growing up and kicking a football around the park and, you know, love all that stuff. You know, it's really nice to hear them tap into that. And, yeah, that gives it an extra level. If it was just sort of generic lyrics, it wouldn't mean as much. But the fact that you're sort of, it's like Madness Our House or Baggy Trousers, you know, they were able to tap into that kind of stories of childhood and stuff. And that always means so much more, I think. So yeah, Round Our Way, brilliant production, great lyrics, fantastically put together. You know, a couple of the TV performances of it they did as well. Incredible. So yeah, love Round Our Way. One above that, number nine, I have Cigarettes and Alcohol. One of the most powerful songs. Is this my top definitely maybe song? No, not quite. One of the most powerful and super cool rock songs. This was probably the one that got me into Oasis, to be honest. I can't really remember it very well now, when I heard them for the first time and all that sort of stuff. But I'd love to go back if I kept a diary or something, but I haven't. But yeah, as I said, I was aware of this song coming out. And, you know, just the arrogance of it, the attitude, you might as well do the white line, and that brilliant line about, is it worth the aggravation to find yourself a job when there's nothing worth working for? Just all of that stuff is so cool. And the video is so cool. You know, as a sort of a 14-year-old watching this and just thinking, oh my God, that's what I want. You know, wouldn't that be amazing to be sort of backstage at these gigs, swigging from bottles and having like half naked drunk women, you know, tottering around and falling over. That's what we wanted, wasn't it? But yeah, incredible and great lyrics, brilliant production. You know, this is, you know, maybe like the best kind of rock production on a song, you know, it's ever, you know what I mean? Maybe in the 60s and 70s, they had really well produced stuff, but they just, the way that this is just put together is just remarkable. Yeah, and hence it's such a classic. It's been in it was in Oasis sets forever. It's been in Liam's set. So yeah, absolutely love it. One above that, I have Morning Glory at number eight. Morning Glory is, you know, once again, these are all stone cold classics. And on any day, any of these could be my favorite song. Morning Glory, once again, another brilliantly put together piece of music. The chorus is huge, and but everything about it, the beat, walking to the sound of my favorite tune. I mean, to say walking to the sound of my favorite tune in a song is just such a clever lyric, because people do walk along and then sing that to themselves as they're walking around. Need a little time to wake up is cool, and then that need a little time to rest your mind, you know, you should, but you guess that you might as well. The chord, the way the melody works with the chords on that moment, you know you should, so I guess it's built in to lead you into that huge chorus. Well, what's the story, Morning Glory? You know, love it. It's just so brilliantly constructed. And as I said, I mean, I know it's an REM song, isn't it? It's The One I Love by REM. It kind of rips off a bit, but I don't mind that. It's sort of, yeah, it's so much passion and power, and the, you know, the way it sort of fits into the album is absolutely perfect as well. So love this one. Although I'm a bit sick of Liam doing it, so you should probably drop her from the set now. Okay, one above that at number 7. Now, this is one that a lot of you might have thought I would have at number 1. I think when I did my ranking of my top 20 Oasis songs, I think I might have had this at number 1, actually. When I did my ranking of the Be Here Now era, it was at number 1. At number 7, I have Stay Young. Now, Stay Young, as in the closing theme of the Oasis podcast and stuff, in many ways, it is my favourite Oasis song. It was one of my favourites before the podcast. It has kind of become my favourite since doing the podcast because, you know, because of the fact that I use it in the podcast so much and stuff, it means so much to me. But yeah, I think this is a brilliantly constructed song. Same again, everything up here. It's about the construction of the songs. It's about the melodies, the way that they build and stuff. And the real magic in Stay Young, it just builds perfectly. It's like if you were physically creating like a song, you can't get much better than this, you know. When it does that, making me cold in the night, heart, my soul, and I think it's not quite right. And it just builds, 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 builds. Hey, Stay Young, into this huge chorus. And a huge chorus, not just with, you know, bullshit generic lyrics, but beautiful, special lyrics that really touch people. You know, that's what it's all about. Yeah, I love it. It's tempting to put it at number 1 or number 2 because, you know, it is, I think it's pretty much a perfect song. But I understand that there's other stuff that is probably better than it, like if I try and look at it objectively. So, so I've got it here at number 7. At number 6, I have got Champagne Supernova. Champagne Supernova, you know, I think a lot of people have as their number 1. I can absolutely understand why. It's not just a song, it's like a journey. And, you know, whereas something like Stay Young is so tightly kind of constructed with like an excellent verse, an excellent bridge, an excellent chorus, and a solo, and a verse. Whereas Champagne Supernova kind of takes you on a journey. You start off very quiet, you know, the waves are lapping and all that sort of stuff. And then it builds this crescendo and it takes you down again. And it's just a, you know, you can kind of imagine the journey of the song is just that much different. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece of a song. Feels harsh really to have it at number 6. But, you know, you'll see when I get to the ones above it. The only thing I would say that takes it down a little bit is maybe it does go on a little bit as compared to some of the other ones, but I can't really criticize it for that because that's what makes it, you know, that's what it's all about. It is a, you know, an epic kind of song with these highs and lows. So it's hard to criticize it for having lows because otherwise it wouldn't be what it is. But yeah, but hence that's why when I'm sort of comparing it to the stuff above it, why I had it slightly lower. All right, one above that at number 5, I have Don't Go Away. Don't Go Away, I think, is absolutely beautiful. I always come back to when I first heard it. You know, I can remember hearing it for the first time, sitting on my sofa, having been away on holiday. My friends had recorded the radio session that when Steve Lamacq played a bunch of songs of Be Here Now. And I remember hearing Don't Go Away. When he hit that melody on the chorus for the first time, it took my breath away. You know, it absolutely took my breath away. I think this is one of the best songs ever written. You know, the structure, you know, the cold and frosty morning verse, you know, all that sort of stuff is excellent. And, you know, the lyrics as well, damn my education, I can't find the words to say. All the things caught in my mind, that's great, you know, to say that in a song is just brilliant, you know, to capture that kind of feeling. And while it's Noel's written it, just the way that Liam delivers it is absolutely perfect. And then, yeah, and then it builds that whole, you know, when you hit the ground, and then boom, don't go away. And all the horns as well, the Bacharach style horns in there, the strings and the, you know, the guitars and everything. It's just very, very special song for me. Absolutely love it. Okay, one above that at number four, I have The Master Plan. Now, The Master Plan might be the best. Well, as I said, all of these, I think you are really in with an argument for being the best Oasis song. The Master Plan, you know, really, really could be the deemed to be the best Oasis song. I think that the structure of it, once again, all of these have just got remarkable structures. This structure is similar again to Champagne Supernova in that it builds and builds and builds, and all that stuff. And all that is just remarkable. Noel's vocal is fantastic. The lyrics are fantastic. You know, even the like, all that stuff is just great. Yeah. And it was a B-side. Oh, dear. Is there a more oversaid phrase in the whole of Oasis criticism? And it was a B-side. But, bloody hell, it was a B-side. Yeah, incredible song, really. You know, it really should have been a single or on the album or something because it's amazing. It's one of the best, you know, one of the best songs of all time by anyone. If the Beatles had written that, it would be right up there. So, you know, you cannot argue with that song at all. So I have that at number four. At number three, I have Let's All Make Believe. And it's a B-side. A B-side from the Go That Out single. And this is just such a special and interesting and different song. You know, one of sort of the darkest and most melancholy songs of Oasis. This is sort of the one that I'll play to people if they're like, oh, Oasis, or they don't really think they're that great. I'll say, well, listen to that and then tell me what you think. You know, perfect for Liam's vocal, absolutely perfect. No one can deliver a vocal like this. I mean, I really like Noel's demo of it, but so powerful, everything about it in the production and the structure and the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics are incredible. Strangle my hope and make me pray for a God I've never seen but who I betray. That's just fantastic. You know, this is really, really, really special stuff. So, yeah, Let's All Make Believe, number three.
So let's all make believe that we're still.
Right. Have you been paying attention? Do you know what is number two and number one based on what has gone so far? Let me tell you. So the two remaining songs in alphabetical order are Don't Look Back in Anger and Slide Away. So I'm going to say in second place, Slide Away. And so in first place, I have Don't Look Back in Anger. Now, this was really, really hard because I'd say Slide Away is probably the one that affects me emotionally the most of the two, but Don't Look Back in Anger, I think, is the best, might be the best song ever written, you know, in terms of structure of a song, the melody, the lyrics, the chords, the production, everything. If you know, I didn't do it like this, but like if you had a table of everything that you would rate a song on and you gave them out of 10 or out of 100 for every thing in the table, you know, structure, 10 out of 10, melody, 10, lyrics, 10, production, instrumentation, cultural impact, emotional resonance, everything that you could possibly imagine for both of these songs would be a 10. And I think the only difference is, for me, Slide Away wins slightly in emotional resonance, but Don't Look Back in Anger is slightly better in terms of structure and cultural significance. Because Slide Away, as much as it's a huge favourite of the Oasis fans and sort of, you know, all more knowledgeable indie music fans, Don't Look Back in Anger is the one that gets sung, you know, publicly and things like that. So, yeah, so Don't Look Back in Anger, I think, just edges it for me. But, you know, both of these songs are, like I said, perfection. They're both perfection. Slide Away has that sort of definitely maybe production, which gives it an extra level. And the, you know, that Now That Your Mind Will Find a Way is just, it is probably my favourite melody in all of Oasis and potentially all of music. It's just remarkable. And then even the live performances as well, you know, where they've done the huge, you know, the Don't Know, Don't Care, All I Know Is You Can Take Me There, all that sort of stuff is so brilliant. You know, and the guitar solos and stuff, it's just incredible. But Don't Look Back in Anger, I know it's probably an obvious choice and a boring choice, but I can't get past it. I can't get past the fact that it is the perfect song in terms of structure. You know, everything about it, it's like a perfectly wound clock. You know what I mean? Every single piece does what it needs to do and moves on to the next piece. And it's just perfection. It's perfection in music. And, you know, James Hargreaves has built his own YouTube career from analysing that song. But it is, you know, he's probably done 27 videos on it. But, yeah, I can't kind of fathom how a song could be that good. So, yeah, so there we are. Anyway, that is my top 50. If you've listened to all of it, then well done. Well done me for doing it, more importantly, but well done you for listening to all of it. But yeah, as it came down to, really, really tough for those top sort of 8 or 9 that were really kind of interchangeable. But at the end of the day, on this particular day, I've gone with Don't Look Back in Anger, just about edging out Slide Away. But don't ask me again tomorrow, because I probably will have chosen something else. And also, hopefully, I haven't missed something. Because, yeah, I'll have to redo this all again, and none of us want to go through that again, do we? Step outside, summertime's in blue. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Anyway, if you are mad enough to try and do this yourself, then do head over to my Twitter or my Patreon, because I have put the list of all the songs up there. And once this episode's released and up, I will be putting a list of the full ranking on Patreon. So you'll be able to go and see that. If you want to, and I'll make that a public one, so you don't have to put your money where your mouth is to physically see the list. You can happily go on and, you know, and tell me why I've gone completely wrong to your heart's content. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to this. Most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post bonus episodes and other good stuff. So do make sure you head over there and check it out. Do feel free to get in touch on social media or drop me an email, oasispod@gmail.com. Follow the YouTube channel. Follow my other podcast. We're coming up to the end of October now, so at some point in the next week I have to get out the next Britpop history video. And also, at some point, I'm going to need to speak to Richard again to restart the Rain podcast, because we did a really good couple of episodes on that, but then it's just been completely mad, so we haven't picked up on that. But there's loads to discuss on that, including the new Arctic Monkeys album, which I'll be very interested to hear what Richard says about that. But anyway, for the Oasis podcast and for 287 songs by Oasis, Liam, Noel and BDI, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
That's all, folks.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.